If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We always have phenomenal interactive conversations, sharing information and insight with you, encouraging you to learn, to understand, to probe, to question, and most importantly, to adopt appropriate behaviors that propel your growth as an individual in terms of building wealth, but more than that, also building your businesses. Now, over the last few weeks, you'd be well aware that we've been speaking to Xero Partners, Xero with an X, the accounting platform that does so much more than just put your numbers together. It provides you with data, insight, merges technology, assists you with accounting and administrative processes to make sure that fundamentally as a self-starter, you're able to prioritize the growth of your business. And tonight we look to expand that conversation with our guest, who is the co-founder and CEO of Sift Analytics, an acclaimed financial reporting and analytics platform, to help us discuss our critical topic this evening, business insight and reporting. Such a pleasure to have you with us. That's Evangelos Kiazis. Evangelos, you'll have to pardon me. I know my Greek is not so great. All I know is Kalispera, Evchalisto, but I'm hoping that you can guide me on the correct pronunciation of your name and last name, sir.
No, sure, Google. It's great to be on and looking forward to our chat this evening. So yes, Kalispera. And it's Evangelos Kiazis, but appreciate the time this evening and excited to have the conversation.
Fantastic. Thanks for educating me and my listeners as well on that. You run a phenomenal business, which is so intriguing. When one thinks of accounting, financial reporting and analytics, we tend to think that these two themes are so far apart. But the truth is they are very critical to the growth, evolution and development of businesses. Help us understand what it is that you do as Sift.
Yeah, sure. So Sift is a financial data and analytics platform. We help businesses make better decisions with their financial data, and that tends to be accounting data coming from their Xero platform.
Awesome. And that might sound easy, right? That, okay, well, spend a little bit less money here, buy more stock there. But I'm assuming that it's a lot more technical in terms of the worth and the growth of what that data can really drive. Help us unpack how your dashboards, consolidation of information can really help with forecasts, predictions, and expectations for business growth.
Yeah, sure. I think the predictive side really became apparent during COVID times. You know, businesses were trying to forecast, can they cover payroll? Can they sort of, when will they run out of money? Who owes them money? So I think it's important to answer those questions, but it tends to be based on having really good data at your fingertips. And I know what sort of data and what can that help us answer tends to be really heavily reliant on normally your customers and products. Looking at like your sales line, let's say, and a profit and loss is great, but it always boils down to knowing which customers are buying from you and what products are they buying from you. And that can really help a business owner or manager in a business make better decisions around what to invest in the following month and where to focus their efforts.
I love this because you've taken a PowerPoint and made sure, not a PowerPoint, an Excel spreadsheet, and given it life, given it meaning, and so much more and easier decision making. This is really important, I can imagine, for self-starters and small businesses that you must work with through the Xero platform. And I'm keen to understand what are the typical nuances, mistakes that we've made, especially coming out of the pandemic, right? There must be some insight here that we can all learn as entrepreneurs about the power of business insight and reporting.
Yeah, sure. I think as a small business and a startup, you tend to be quite conservative on spending. So spending on advanced analytics or more insights doesn't really make sense when you're starting out. And again, you probably don't have enough data to draw out any relevant insights that are going to help you run your business. I do, however, think that it's always good to have the right tools and systems in place. I think it sets you up well for the future. And at the end of the day, compliance is probably the ultimate sort of goal of investing in an accounting system. You can file your VAT returns. You know what to pay from a tax perspective. So nailing that off the bat does set your business up for future success. And again, as starting out with a platform from day one means that you do start to have data accruing over time, and that data can lead to the ability to get those insights for your business and help you make better decisions in 12 months' time for the next steps.
100%. And this is really critical for businesses to evolve, to grow, to know where to harness their strengths and how to tap into some of that opportunity. What I also love is that there's opportunities not only for businesses to manage their cash, benchmark against their competitors, given what you do at SIFT. And I'm keen to understand the partnership with Xero. What's that journey been like so far?
I've actually been working with Xero for the last 6 years, so since early 2018. And Xero as a business is a global accounting platform. I mean, there's entities all the way from New Zealand through to Canada utilizing Xero's accounting software to run their business. The journey's been great. I think we've sort of followed Xero on their coattails to wherever Xero is globally. SIFT is too. So it's really given us a global presence. Being integrated with the Xero accounting app has allowed us to reach customers around the globe and deliver similar insights that a business in South Africa can get. A similar business in New Zealand can access those insights and help them make better decisions on their business. So great working with the team. We actually exhibit with them globally as well. So it's really a relationship that we've developed over a number of years, and looking forward to what the future holds with our two companies.
Definitely. Something that I find so intriguing, looking at the work that you do as SIFT and, of course, in partnership with Xero, with NX, is the fact that when we start off building a business, we constantly have to be in a process of self-learning and ongoing development, right? So that you maximize the data and the information that one can extract from the platform. And this also takes us to how you partner with entrepreneurs as well to expand their knowledge in terms of SIFT Campus, upskilling entrepreneurs as well as self-starters to make sure that not only do they understand the data they're reading, but they know how to interpret it for the nuances unique to their businesses. Help us unpack how business insight in this reporting and access to this data really does empower an entrepreneur not only to see their business grow, but for their personal growth and development too.
Yeah, and I think subjects like accounting, we tend to shy away from as business owners. You know, it's probably that locked in that little black box or behind that black door. You don't really want to enter into that realm. It's outside your area of expertise. And I think starting to bridge that gap for an entrepreneur starts with making it more accessible. So firstly, being on the cloud, being on mobile, suddenly you can get that data a little bit quicker than you used to, and then making it a bit more visual and interactive. So no one wants to look at a balance sheet as a business owner and sort of like dive into that. But suddenly if we visualize that data, things like trend and seasonality start to become apparent. And even without a financial or an accounting background, you can start to get a sense of what those numbers mean. We do believe quite heavily in upskilling our users and even the broader community on financial data and analytics. And SIFT Campus is actually an awesome project we've been working on for the last 2 years. Not only does it have courses on the actual SIFT platform, but it will also have courses on general financial topics, starting a business, business etiquette. So just easy access to courses that are always completely free, but we want to try to bridge that gap. It's normally like a knowledge thing and sort of there's some intimidation when it comes to accounting and finance, but it can be done and it can be learned. And being an entrepreneur is about learning and growing. So making that easier is important to us.
I think that's so important, Vangelis. And I can imagine that there might be many entrepreneurs that you've interacted with, some who might be listening now, and they go onto the Xero page and they think, well, my business isn't big enough to this, or my business is too small for this, or my business might be growing at a fast pace for all of this assistance. So essentially, my question is, regardless of the stage of growth that you at, underscore for us how business insight and reporting is critical for any self-starter.
Yeah, I think you want to know where you're at, because where you're at today is going to affect the decisions you make tomorrow, and it's going to affect your business in the future. So again, they say cash is king in any business, and I think the ability to know that on hand helps you make decisions about the future. So having real-time data, let's say connecting your bank to Xero and having this in one sort of real-time place will help you be on the pulse of your business from day one, or let's say day 1,000, to be able to adapt and make decisions today and tomorrow.
100%. Such a phenomenal conversation that we've had with you this evening, Vangelis, and I really appreciate the fact that you've given us such detailed understanding where there's a beautiful interlink between technology, business data, insight and reporting, and how it can fast track our both growth as businesses. So to any entrepreneur who might be listening, I can imagine you've worked and partnered with many. What's the one well, not advice, but I guess top of mind, some level of suggestion that you can share with entrepreneurs that can really unlock a lot more growth in their business should they tap into the insight and reporting?
Awesome. I think, know your numbers, but also know your customers. I think that's my biggest takeaway of sort of almost 10 years in business. Talking to customers is like a key takeaway. And at the end of the day, there's no replacement for it. Getting to know your customers, getting to know their problems, and then being able to solve their problems is sort of my number one advice.
I like that. Know your numbers, but know your customers, because then you're creating a market for yourself and looking to grow within that space by actually engaging with them and understanding what their needs are. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening, Vangelis. I'm keen to say Efchalisto.
Likewise. Enjoy your evening. Efchalistopoli.
Thank you so much. That's Efchalisto. I beg your pardon. That's Vangelis Kiaziz, who joins us as the founder and CEO of Sift Analytics. If you don't know, they're a phenomenal company that is changing how entrepreneurs tap into using their financial data to produce dashboards, consolidations, forecasts, and reports. And they do this in partnership as well as a Xero partner. Xero with an X, essentially helping us as entrepreneurs and self-starters who not only need to run through the numbers of our company, but make sure that you understand the nuances of your customers. Who's paying you? Who's not paying you on time? Which new markets can you tap into? What's your customer needs from you and how you are meeting some of their requirements? And all of that speaks into the theme of business insight and reporting. Another intriguing theme that Vangelis highlighted was, of course, compliance. And we know for many businesses that can be incredibly overwhelming, especially where there might be many, many subsets of requirements and regulations that you also need to adhere to. Red tape is easy to navigate if you do it with the right partner. And this is exactly what Vangelis has been highlighting to us, not only by using Sift Analytics, but doing that in partnership with Xero. Very key and important accounting platform that believes in making beautiful business.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.